We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Benevolent viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobro 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankverong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blendosat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Vege. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV, and in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüe, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Isle of Man donates over $64,000 to assist over 1 million people in Sri Lanka. In ecology news, Brazilian researchers discover that banana peels help to purify water. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Global Hope Network International, which helps disadvantaged villages achieve sustainable goals. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 18th, is the Independence Day of Zimbabwe, observing its self-rule attained in 1980. Located between South Africa and Zambia, Zimbabwe is home to the Manapouls National Park and the Sapi and Chiwari Safari areas. Both are part of a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. They contain an abundance of wildlife, including the herbivorous elephants and buffalo and more than 380 species of birds. Another World Heritage Site is the Great Zimbabwe National Monument, which was an important trading center and has remarkable remnants of the Shona civilization from between the 11th and 15th century. Among many famous Zimbabweans are distinguished activist and novelist Dr. Stanley Samkange, esteemed author and neurosurgeon Dr. J. Nozipo Marare, and much respected novelist and poet Solomon Mangwiro Matswiro. We wish all the kind residents of Zimbabwe a happy Independence Day.
Flying news. Deadly tornadoes sweep across the U.S. As dozens of tornadoes from a powerful storm touch down across the southern and central United States starting on Thursday, April 14th, the death toll as of Sunday climbed to at least 45 fatalities. Severely affected states included Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South and North Carolina, and Virginia. Roofs were torn off homes as trees were uprooted and power lines toppled. In North Carolina alone, more than 23 people perished, with another 130 badly injured, as hundreds of houses were either demolished or damaged, and over 84,000 people were left without power. Governors from several states traveled to the affected areas to assess damage, while utility crews began working to restore power, and relief agencies such as the Red Cross came to the aid of displaced residents.
Expressing her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please consult with local officials to see if help is needed, and to also go, if possible, to assist the most vulnerable, adding that emergency funds are available as necessary.
Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, other officials and emergency personnel, for your immediate response to the storm victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive concern. May such extreme weather events subside through a kinder regard for other beings and the ecosphere. Yes.
Lives lost in Colombia landslide. After torrential rain set off a mudslide outside the city of Manizales on Wednesday, April 13, a bus with two drivers and 18 passengers was pushed into a ravine and buried near an overflowing river. As of Friday, April 15, officials had confirmed at least 20 fatalities. The cause of the landslide was said to be an especially heavy rainy season this year, the worst in Colombia's history, resulting from severe weather patterns of La Niña, which have claimed the lives of hundreds while forcing some 2 million from their homes since 2010.
Conveying her utmost sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if help is needed, saying that financial assistance is available as necessary. She also asked that they go, if possible, to render support and comfort those who lost loved ones.
We appreciate the efforts of all rescue personnel, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. With our deep condolences to the families of the disaster victims, we pray that such tragedies may soon be averted through humanity's more eco-conscious actions.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan.
5 weeks after the 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami in northeastern Japan on March 11th, the National Police Agency has confirmed more than 13,700 deaths, with over 14,000 missing and an unknown number yet to be accounted for, with local officials in the disaster zones requesting 72,000 temporary homes to be built, and current construction plans only able to cover 10,800, the Japanese government is allowing foreign companies to assist, with enterprises from China, Italy, South Korea, and the United States having already inquired about helping. On Saturday, April 16th, a Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, nuclear power plant in Niigata Prefecture was observed to be briefly emitting smoke from a control panel. Although no injuries were reported, the cause was yet to be determined.
Meanwhile, workers' efforts have continued to bring the crisis under control at the damaged Fukushima Daiichi power plant. A new video, released by TEPCO, taken by a plant worker who had been evacuated to higher ground at the time of the tsunami, showed the massive 15-meter tsunami wave as it damaged the nuclear plant. On Sunday, TEPCO announced a long-term plan for concluding the nuclear emergency at the troubled facility. A new cooling system will first be installed to filter the contaminated water and remove its radioactivity before recirculating to cool the reactors. After the reactors reach a consistent temperature level, all will be brought to a cold shutdown stage within 6 to 9 months, which would stabilize the plant and reduce its current rating from a level 7, the same as the worst nuclear accident thus far in history, at Chernobyl. TEPCO is also using robots to evaluate the conditions inside reactor number 3 to see if it is safe enough for workers to enter the building and determine what measures are needed to bring the reactor under control. The US government has also offered a remote-controlled cargo transport helicopter to set up cranes for the removal of spent fuel rods from storage pools.
Offering a formal apology for the nuclear crisis, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan said, "I take very seriously and deeply regret the nuclear accidents we have had at the Fukushima Daiichi plant." On Sunday, Japan's Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Idano went to Fukushima Prefecture for the first time since the disaster, visiting Minamisoma and Iitate, which are scheduled to be evacuated in the next few weeks due to concerns of long-term effects of radiation. Speaking with Fukushima's governor, Yuhei Sato, the top government spokesman said the government is prioritizing both the livelihoods and security of the displaced residents and will strive to prevent farmers from suffering financially. Meeting with Japanese Foreign Minister Takayuki Matsumoto during a visit on Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton pledged support for Japan, also conveying her country's admiration for the strength of the Japanese people in facing their national crisis. Later, she also met with Emperor Akihito and Empress Michiko, as well as Prime Minister Naoto Kan.
We thank the Japanese and other worldwide governments, officials, and personnel for your kind-hearted endeavors during Japan's time of need. Our prayers for the protection and resiliency of the Japanese people as humanity unites to ensure the safety of the ecosphere through our gentler, earth-elevating lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
citizens speak out. As people across the world continue to gather in protest for political and social reforms that offer greater human respect and regard for human rights, they march in countries such as Bahrain, Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, Cuba, Egypt, Libya, Serbia, and Yemen.
Cuban leader Raul Castro oversaw the country's first Congress in 14 years to debate 311 reform proposals, announcing as one of the changes that political positions, including that of the president, would be limited to just two consecutive five-year terms.
Serbians gathered in the tens of thousands Saturday, April 16th, to protest against poor economic performance and corruption, during which time minority party leader Tomislav Nikolic announced he was beginning a hunger strike until the nation's early elections are held.
An Egyptian court met another core demand of protesters by ordering the dissolution of former President Hosni Mubarak's National Democratic Party, which has dominated Egyptian politics since 1978.
In Cote d'Ivoire, or Ivory Coast, Pascal Affi N'Guessan, leader of former President Laurent Gbagbo's Ivorian Popular Front Party and a former prime minister, called upon supporters to halt all fighting, saying it is time for citizens to unite and begin rebuilding. Meanwhile, supermarkets and street markets have been able to obtain supplies again to sell food to people in the capital of Abidjan. Meanwhile, Justice Minister Junno Ahuso announced that 70 of the 120 people detained at former President Laurent Gbagbo's compound, including working staff and family members, had been freed.
Bahrain State News Agency announced the government will not go ahead at this time with previous efforts to disband two of the country's minority parties whose members had participated in protests. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has called upon the government to support freedom of expression and assembly. Press TV reported that two women have died in connection with the protests, including Azizia Hassan, who died at her home when pro-government supporters raided houses in the Bilad al-Qadim district on Saturday, and young teen Jawahar Abdul Amir Kuwaitan, who passed away after having been in a month-long coma due to attacks by pro-regime supporters.
In addition, the Bahraini government has detained human rights lawyer Mohammed Taher and at least two doctors on Friday night, with Human Rights Watch reporting that more than eight other physicians were arrested in the past week. Over 4,000 people in Washington, D.C., USA, protested on Friday in solidarity with Bahrain, both in front of the Saudi embassy and the White House, calling for respect for human rights and support of the Bahraini's demand for democracy.
On Friday, Burkina Faso's President Blaise Compaoré imposed a curfew in the capital Ouagadougou in response to a rebellion staged by the nation's army and the retaliatory actions of merchants. Military personnel had begun looting stores in apparent anger over unpaid housing allowances, with business owners who later stormed the National Assembly and set fire to the ruling party's headquarters in protest of the government's failure to stop the soldiers, with some saying that they had lost everything. In response, President Compaoré promised to pay the allowances and dissolved his existing government, while naming a new army chief and firing the head of his presidential guard. These events were preceded on Thursday by one of the largest demonstrations held in years, as tens of thousands of citizens protested the high cost of living.
U.S. and European Union envoys to Yemen have submitted a proposal to President Ali Abdullah Saleh in an effort to solve the crisis in Yemen within 30 days. The proposal terms include the president naming a deputy to whom he will transfer presidential powers so that the appointed person can form a transitional government. It also states that President Saleh, his sons and nephews would then be able to leave the country without facing prosecution.
In Libya, government forces continue to fire indiscriminately on civilian populations in Misrata, with at least 5 people killed and 44 wounded on Saturday alone. The government has also been firing munitions on food production facilities in the city, as well as those entering healthcare clinics and hospitals. Revolutionary forces reached the outskirts of the oil center of Brega Saturday, bringing engineers with them to repair damaged infrastructure. However, by Sunday, government forces had taken advantage of poor visibility during a sandstorm to begin attacking Ashabiya from the south. Meanwhile, the France-based organization Doctors Without Borders announced it had managed to evacuate 100 people by sea to help them obtain medical treatment and that they had arrived safely in Tunisia on Saturday.
A separate Greek ship carrying 1,200 migrants evacuated from Misrata arrived in Benghazi, Many had been waiting near the Misurata port for several weeks without food, water or shelter.
Russia today reports on a growing concern that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization or NATO bombs being used in Libya contain depleted uranium, with Dr. Doug Roque, a former director of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project, stating that the toxic metal has a half-life of 4.5 billion years, earning it the title of the silent killer that keeps on killing. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, along with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and permanent NATO Representative Dmitry Rogozin, have also been objecting to NATO's implementation of the Libya no-fly zone, emphasizing that it was originally intended as a humanitarian endeavor to halt the violence against innocent civilians, not to become a military operation of its own.
Sorrow for those who have perished. We are heartened by the glimmers of hope in countries where more harmonious change is occurring, and we pray for the end to all conflicts as citizens choose brotherly coexistence in dignity, freedom, and peace.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Qinghai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once. Sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned, even if humans can't forgive. Heaven will."
We've got a few questions. Peter from BBC, first of all.
Royal wedding preparation. Exactly 2 weeks before the wedding of Prince William of Wales and Miss Catherine Middleton, the royal wedding party convened at Westminster Abbey on Friday, April 15, for rehearsals, ahead of the April 29 regal event. Present at the rehearsals were the bride-to-be, Miss Middleton, best man and the groom's brother, His Royal Highness Prince Harry, maid of honour and sister to the bride, Ms. Pippa Middleton, and a young ensemble of bridesmaids and page boys.
Although Prince William was unable to attend due to Royal Air Force duties, he is expected to be present for other rehearsals scheduled in the coming days. With the youngest bridesmaid, Eliza Lopes, being just 3 years old, the event will also help the young wedding entourage become more familiar with the grandeur of the festivities. The couple is meanwhile encouraging that instead of wedding gifts, people donate to a special fund in support of several charities that are close to the both of their hearts.
"We look with eager anticipation to the approaching date of the royal wedding. May these preparations pave the way for a memorable and magical celebration of the loving matrimony of His Royal Highness Prince William and Miss Catherine Middleton, Princess of Wales."
High inflation causes worry about the stability of China's economic boom. Government officials reported on Friday, April 15th, that although China's economy grew 9.7% during March, the Consumer Price Index, which measures inflation to consumers, grew the fastest since July 2008 at 5.4%, prompting concerns that rising prices will offset economic growth. In response, the government has decided upon a series of policy initiatives, among which is a raising of reserve requirements by China's central bank to help ensure that these inflation worries will not threaten the country's economic expansion. Bravo, China, for both your economic growth and accountability to the nation's people. May your country continue to prosper in good fortune for all.
Save our planet. Following negotiations with members of the indigenous communities in West Kalimantan, Indonesia, palm oil company PT Agro Weretama announces plans to return 1,000 hectares of its 9,000 hectare allowance back to the community for their continued sustainable development.
Save our planet. As part of an effort to reduce energy consumption and boost green technologies, European Union Energy Commissioner Günther Oettinger unveils a plan to help ensure that all 27 member states begin implementing measures for an eco-friendly smart energy grid by 2012.
The coup here with my lovely wife Ju.
We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wild.
Our plant-based diet is delicious. Today we'd like to share a money-saving tip.
Before buying an expensive item, it is good to consider carefully if you really need it.
There may be a less costly version. It might also be possible to join with other people, such as in a car-sharing plan.
If you must borrow money, shop around, compare prices, and make sure you're getting the lowest interest rates.
Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, the Isle of Man donates over $64,000 for Sri Lanka. Funding for the government of the Western European island is to assist some of the over 1 million people in Sri Lanka affected by flooding. The contribution will support Y-Care International and Care International, relief and development groups based in the United Kingdom and Switzerland respectively. The goal is to help safeguard individuals from waterborne diseases. Our earnest gratitude, Government of Isle of Man, for your generosity and care. May your assistance be of much benefit to the pure-hearted citizens of sun-graced Sri Lanka.
In ecology news, Brazilian scientists discover that banana peels help to purify water. Dr. Gustavo Castro of the Biosciences Institute at Botucatu, São Paulo, and colleagues found that minced banana peels remove lead and copper from water. The researchers stated that the purification apparatus made of the peels could be used up to 11 times and still be effective. Moreover, Dr. Castro and team discovered that this low-cost method was as efficient or actually more superior to a number of other purification systems. What amazing findings, Dr. Gustavo Castro and fellow researchers! May we see many more such innovative eco practices combined with a low-emissions vegan diet for a sustainable and vibrant planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Global Hope Network International, which provides assistance to disadvantaged villages for up to 5 years. We're going to sit in silent meditation to be with God. Please stay tuned for more salutable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, effective news for a productive world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Global Hope Network International, which works with partners and local residents to help create bright futures for undeserved villages.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Global Hope Network International, or GHNI, is dedicated to helping disadvantaged villagers become their own agent for positive change. With offices in Switzerland, Hong Kong and the United States, the non-profit has sponsored more than 100 programs in countries including Afghanistan, Jordan, Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sri Lanka, Indonesia and Turkey.
GHNI works with partners or local residents, training them in a method called Transformational Community Development, or TCD. The goal of this approach is for the village to achieve sustainability in five specific areas. These are in accessing a pure water supply, achieving food sufficiency, maintaining well-being, generating income sufficient to support the family, and providing schooling for all children.
Through Adopt a Village, international groups form to assist a particular village to actualize the TCDs. For example, GHNI staff and 20 volunteers from around the world visited a village in eastern Ethiopia to take part in building a schoolhouse. At the same time, a public health specialist conducted a medical survey to determine the specific needs of the residents. Involvement by GHNI typically continues for 3 to 5 years until the TCD goals are fulfilled. Our heartiest appreciation, Global Hope Network International, for your far-reaching assistance. May your loving endeavour help us usher in the time when each place on earth is filled with joy, health and abundance.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Azerbaijan, entitled Good News.
Qadının həyat yoldaşı evə gələr və görər ki, evin vəziyyəti belə çox ağırdır ki, ola bilər ki, evdə bir narahatçılıq var. Kişi arvadından xahiş edər. Mənə ancaq yaxşı xəbər ver, pis xəbərdən söz salma. Oldu, arvad deyər. 4 evladımız var, 3-üsü itməyib.
And now for a Hearthline from Meg Randa, the co-founder of the Peace Abbey, which is featured on our Noble Lineage. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
The Peace Abbey episodes were wonderful. You did a fantastic job. Take care. Meg from Massachusetts, United States.
Harmonious Meg, thank you so much for your kind note. We are honored to present the laudable dedication and work of the Peace Abbey to encourage respect and kindness for each precious being, including the well-wishing animal friends. We join you in praying that this beautiful goal is soon realized with heaven's grace, with all our love and best wishes.
Do you have a Hearthline today? We very much appreciate your Hearthlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be brilliant with inner bliss and compassion. Wishing you a blessed week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. More than 35,000 runners, including celebrities, participate in the UK's 42-kilometer London Marathon 2011, which raises funds for many charities, with Emmanuel Mutai and Mary Katani of Kenya winning the men's and women's races, respectively.
India's preliminary 2011 data for the past decade, gathered by 2.7 million census takers surveying 300 million households, reveals that the population has now reached 1.21 billion, with literacy rates that have also increased to 74% over the past 10 years.
Finnish aeronautical engineer Aki Suokas develops very light single-seat aircraft named Fly Nano, made entirely from carbon fiber composite material that is available in gasoline and electric versions and can both land and take off on water with a purchase price of $39,000.
When Darren Conrad of Illinois, USA, fell ill to a rear liver disease, not only did the neighborhood help his family with childcare and groceries, two of his neighbors, Ms. Tracy Vogan and Ms. Dawn Strand, donated parts of their liver, which saved Mr. Conrad's life and revived his health.
For their selfless deeds, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Ms. Tracy Vogan and Ms. Dawn Strand with the Shining World Hero Award, as well as $1,000 for any extra medical needs.
The Realize Research Project in Europe is bringing together experts and commercial partners for the development of even smaller computer memory chips with ever larger data storage capacities for use in everything from USB flash drives to personal computers and many other electronic devices.
With global food prices that have gone up by 36% in the past year, the World Bank states that 44 million more people have been pushed into extreme poverty as it urges international policymakers to prioritize food security, especially for developing nations.
European Union Commissioner for Trade Carl De Guc, Colombian Trade Minister Sergio Diaz, and Peru's Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade Carlos Posada sign an agreement to open markets for better access to benefit the people of Europe, Peru, and Colombia.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.